There are many who fear to hear a sermon about the coming of our Lord. But we sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. When a friend is coming, it's an occasion for joy. And when Jesus comes, it will be an occasion for unspeakable joy, extraordinary joy. I hope that you and all of us together can come to the place we long for the appearance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, when Christ came the first time, he was summarily rejected. Truth had been rejected. And because men refused to believe the Word of God, they misunderstood the prophecies concerning his first appearance. Because men would not read and study and believe the Word of God, they misunderstood the prophecies concerning his first appearance. Now we're looking for the second coming of our Lord. And in order to understand the prophecies, in order to know what the Bible really says, we have to be converted. We have to turn to Jesus. We have to trust his word. We have to listen to his word. And we have to conform to his will. And then he reveals to us the beautiful things we need to know in order to be prepared for his day. When Jesus was here before, he was amazed that men and women offered such hostile reception. And he said to them in Matthew 13:17, many prophets, speaking of those Old Testament writers, many of them desired to see what you see and to hear what you hear. Ladies and gentlemen, Christ is coming again, and we ought to begin to focus on that. We ought to focus on it until